A senior Palestinian Authority official says the decision to join the International Criminal Court is irreversible. Chief Negotiator Saeb Erekat has accused Israel of violating all international laws and conventions through its reliance on, quote, the logic of arrogance. He also accused the U.S. Congress of protecting Israel. A fresh report reveals that Israel has detained 350 Palestinians from the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds in January alone. The Palestinian Prisoners Club says the highest number of arrests was in Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil, where 120 people, including 25 minors and 8 students, were detained. South Sudan President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have agreed to end over a year of fighting in a deadly civil war. The agreement provides means for power-sharing arrangement between the two sides. The two leaders have broken at least 6 ceasefire agreements since December 2013. In Tunisia, the Islamic Ennahda movement agrees to join its main rival party in a coalition government. The agreement helps to bolster stability in the country, which is in a transition period. The Ennahda Tunis Secular Party won the majority of parliament seats in October's elections. More bloodshed in Nigeria. Reports say 2 blasts have rocked the northeastern city of Gombe, leaving at least 5 people dead. The blast followed a similar explosion in the city of Patiskum in the southeast that targeted a political gathering and killed at least 7 people. Chadian aircraft have bombed Boko Haram terrorist positions in the Nigerian border town of Gamburu for the 2nd consecutive day. The Takfiri militants overran the town several months ago. Chad and Cameroon have stepped up troop deployments to fight the militants. Greece's new finance minister wins French support for Athens' efforts to renegotiate its bailout terms. France has offered support for a new payback time frame or terms, but insists it will not support canceling the debt. The Greek finance minister will now travel to London and Rome for more talks on Athens' bailout. Sources close to the investigation into the crash of an Air Asia flight in December say the jet's pilot was out of his seat doing an unusual procedure shortly before the incident. The crash claimed the lives of all 162 people who were on board the plane.